So here we are in London, and we're measuring electromagnetic radiation. And the council has said it should be no bigger than 200.
It's Council Europe 1815 resolution. It should be no more than 200 millivolts. And what we've got there, we've got 3,000 in now. 2,000, 3,000, 3,600. But there's a couple of masts up on the top there. So that's.
So you can see that's way over what it should be, and everyone's getting absolutely bathed in it, which is going to rip their DNA apart. It's going to cause cancer. It's going to cause fluid in their lungs, going to cause them to cough, stop breathing. This is really dangerous. And they're going to just be getting this dose all the time. And it's increasing.
Well, that mast up there, that 5G mast up there, emits what's called a corona. It's an electrical discharge. So it's a collimated signal in air. And obviously we're measuring 3,000 down here. 2,800 there, 2,800, 2,000, 4,000. So it popped there at 4,000. So you can see that some type of beam forming characteristics from the antenna, the way that it's bouncing around there all the time. See that? So that's pretty toxic. That'll reduce your life expectancy significantly, and it will cause significant breathing issues, making people just generally unwell. The radiation from these transmitters is cumulative. It's cumulative over time. So that's how toxic this area is. And these people are walking around. I try and explain this. An X-ray, if you go to a hospital and get an X-ray, it is in a millisecond. This is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not as powerful as an X-ray. However, this chronic exposure is toxic to biological life.
That's about to get bigger as they lay more and more cables and towers for this. And we are in London right now, near St. Pancras, and that's what you've just measured here.
Ofcom.
Yep, Ofcom, when I tried to put this in the press on local radio, Ofcom, even though I gave all the evidence in of where I got all of the scientific evidence-based studies, Ofcom then shut me down, the radio kicked me off. And they fined the radio. They then put me in the Guardian newspaper for trying to bring this to the public's attention. Didn't name me. So today I'm in London seeing a barrister, and I'm going to be taking, hopefully, Ofcom to court for stopping information that is potentially going to harm and kill the public from getting into the public domain. Catch you later, guys, on more updates. And I don't know how to get off this.